Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Two big economic signs yesterday. One points down, the other up. The Dow Jones Industrial set an all-time price record. But Moody's Economy.com predicts home prices are going to tumble in more than 100 metropolitan areas next year. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. Amy, which parts of the country are facing housing declines?
Well, as you might expect, it's the areas that experienced the biggest booms. Places like Southeast Florida, California, Washington, D.C., Western cities like Las Vegas and Phoenix. Nationwide, the study predicts home prices will fall by about 3.6% next year. But in cities like Danville, Illinois, and Fort Myers, Florida, that number is closer to 19%. Now, the study suggests that most of these economies have enough going on for them in other areas, like job growth, that the declines aren't expected to cause anything like a recession. But, you know, individual families who might have bought into the market at the peak are likely to lose money, as will many of the speculators who really drove those prices up in the first place.
So if prices are finally coming down, will they come down enough so that people who couldn't get into the housing market now will be able to?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, finally. Celia Chen is director of housing economics at Moody's Economy.com, which wrote the study. She says when prices get low enough, you will start to see demand pick up again.
I don't think this is going to happen this year, though. It will probably be well into next year before prices come down sufficiently and income growth catches up enough that we'll see any substantial uptick in housing demand.
That's partly because interest rates are quite a bit higher than they were 2 or 3 years ago. And Chen says many of the investors who may have turned to real estate when the stock market wasn't doing so hot are now pulling out, especially now that the stock market is doing pretty well again.
Well, more than pretty. It's kind of closed above its all-time high, which had been set back in January of 2000. So which piece of news, housing or the Dow Jones, seems more important for investors and the economy?
Well, for the average American, probably housing, because far more Americans own homes than they do stocks. So the wealth from the housing boom was really shared much more broadly than, say, the stock market boom. And of course, you know, the rise in home equity had been a huge driver of the overall economy. But what may be most significant about the Dow's recent rally is that it might encourage more people to get back into the stock market to see what they're missing. And coming up later on Marketplace, we'll be talking about robo-journalism, how some news organizations are using computers to basically put you and me out of a job, Alex.
I'll listen. Thank you, Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace from American Public Media.